أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله أنزل من السماء ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يسمعون. وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون. ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون.
Allah Ta'ala sends down the rain from the skies, gives life to the earth after its death. These are signs for those who hear. Look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how the vapor rises, then the winds bring it up. The winds cause the clouds to be filled up, and then the clouds are moved to different continents, different countries, different places. The quantity is measured and the place is designated. Everything has been appointed that this amount of water must come to this amount of place at this particular time. And what should be the nature of the rain that's going to come down? Is it going to be a flood and destructive, or is it going to be beneficial? Again, let's marvel at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Then the earth that is totally parched, still dead, lifeless, and Allah Ta'ala brings down the rain, and how life comes up again. Again, إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. There is an instructive lesson for you in the domestic animals. From within its bellies, between excretions and blood, we provide for you milk, pure, agreeable for drinking. Look at this qudrat again, marvel again and again, between excretions and blood, comes out a milk, comes out a drink, pure, agreeable, pleasant to drink. Whereas these excretions and blood is pollution and contamination. From within all this contamination and all this pollution, Allah Ta'ala provides a drink that is absolutely pure, enjoyable and pleasant to drink. Milk is not contaminated by the excretions nor colored by the blood. Rather, it is pure and clean. How Allah Ta'ala does this? That food digests. Then it is the work of the liver to distribute that food into the different arteries and veins, some producing milk, others blood, and others excretions to be thrown and wasted. وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ. And from the fruit of the date palm and vine, you produce an intoxicant and wholesome food. And these are signs for those people that understand. The food itself was wholesome and pure, and some people use it for the right purposes as wholesome food, and some then they corrupt the very gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it into an intoxicant. But nonetheless, look at it at this date and how Allah ta'ala makes it a nourishment, a wholesome food and a commodity that substitutes all types of foods. People living in these areas, then food is the staple, dates is the staple diet.
وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ.
And your Rabb has inspired the honeybee that you construct homes in hills, on trees, and human habitations. Then eat from all types of produce and go through the paths of your Rabb with ease. From within its belly comes out a drink of various colors. Therein is a healing for mankind, and in this are signs for those that will reflect. Again and again, go on reflecting over the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within His creation. The honeybee is so small, a little creature, but the magnificent thing that it produces, how it runs its colony, like as though it's a human being. The administration is so perfect, so accurate and precise. Everything, there is a department, and it's running so smoothly. First you find the honeybee or the queen bee, and it's producing approximately 6 to 12,000 eggs within a period of 2 or 3 weeks. And then you get a second department in this whole hive. There are the guard bees. They will look after the hive and the comb, and they will ensure that there is no foreign object and no contamination or pollution that is entering. So every bee that is coming in is checked, and if there is anything that is alien, anything that is foreign, any pollution, it will stop it there and then and throw it out of the hive. Then you get a third kind of bee that is there to maintain a temperature, to preserve the hive and the contents of the hive. Then you get a fourth department of the hatchery and the nursery, some taking care of the eggs that have been hatched, and others taking care of the little bees that have hatched out already. So there is a nursery and there is a hatchery again. Then you get a fifth type of bee that is going out to look out for pollen, with which it makes out its cells. Again, the cells are so perfect, geometrically perfect, engineered, can't find a flaw in them. So where is all this coming from? Is it just this happening of its own? Or is it by divine inspiration? Obviously, it couldn't be of its own. Then again, marvel at the fact that it takes out the juice, assimilates the juice within its body, and then makes it into honey, and then deposits it into the cells. Now, this whole process, how did it come about? A drink that is mind-boggling. Mankind cannot understand how this drink is produced, and so perfect, so complete, can be taken as a food, as a healing. Physicians and doctors of the past and present all are agreed about its medicinal properties. So how does this all happen? يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانٌ. From within its belly comes out a drink, variant colors according to the colors of the fruit and the flowers that it's got its nectar, its juice from. Then you'll find that the honey also has that type of color. Sometimes it is light brown, sometimes it's dark brown, sometimes it's yellow, sometimes it's white, according to the fruit or the flower that it has taken its juice from. And then overall, fi shifa'ul linnas, in it is a healing for mankind. Apart from its beautiful and pleasant taste, it's also a cure for mankind. Therefore, the hadith speaks about honey being a cure, and cure yourselves with honey and the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Like the honey is a cure, the recitation of the Quran Sharif is also a cure. One person complained about a stomach ailment, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him to take honey. Came again complaining that honey has just made it worse. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked again, have honey again, and carried on that honey has made it even worse. There's more and more diarrhea, continuous diarrhea. So for the fourth time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him that Sadaqallah, Allah Ta'ala's word is perfect and correct, but your stomach or your brother's stomach is wrong. In other words, it's taking time for it to heal. Apparently it doesn't seem as though it's healed, but it doesn't mean it's not healing. It's healing. There is a process of the healing. And then when he came after the third time, then he said, yes, now it's cured. The whole stomach is right. The diarrhea has ended. So it's got that healing, it's got that healing properties. And therefore the hadith has advised us to drink of this every morning at least three fingers or thrice, to take some honey. And it's a shifa, it's a cure, it's a healing for many ailments, many sicknesses. Wallahu khalaqakum thumma yatawaffakum. Allah Ta'ala has created you. Then He takes away your soul at the time of death. Then of you, there are those who are sent back to feeble old age. Again, look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Out of nothing, He brings you to existence. And then at the time of death, He takes away your soul. So, don't you see where you were a few years ago, where you were non-existent. There was nothing of you. There was no sign, no name of yourself. Then from non-existence, He's given you existence. Then He grants you death, He takes away your soul at the time of death. Then look at the different phases that Allah Ta'ala brings you up. He creates you as a child, knowing nothing. Then gradually you begin to progress in intelligence, in education. All the good in you comes out, everything is developed. And then gradually you are sent back to feeble old age. So feeble that after having known much, now you forget everything. You may have known something and you ask again repeatedly, what is this? I've just forgotten. So after having known much, then He sends you back to feeble old age, as though it's a second childhood. You are being turned back in time. It's not within your power to hold back any phase of your life. Obviously, everybody would have liked to enjoy that youth, the strength and the energy in himself throughout his life. But it's not within us to say, all right, this is the youth that has come in and I'm holding it back and I'm not allowing it to move. So that's not within your control. There is someone that is controlling it. The youth comes in and it goes out, and then the old age comes in, and then after that is death. Therefore the hadith says, for everything there is a cure, but for old age there is no cure. So this whole management of that human soul is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes it happen that you pass these different phases: childhood, then your youth, your middle age, and then your advanced old age. You become totally feeble, helpless, dependent on people. And although almost it is like a second childhood, whatever you have been doing in your childhood, you begin to do it now. You don't understand things so well. Then like a child requires diapers, then there's adult diapers. Then like the child requires a walker, then you begin to require a walker. Like that old person requires a wheelchair, then like the child requires a carriage, an old person requires a wheelchair. So that the whole cycle has been reversed and you are brought to your second childhood. So look at the different phases you are passed through, and then marvel at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that everything is coming to an end, and this entire exercise is a probation. It's an examination to see how you fare in this entire examination. Inna Allah alimun qadir. Allah Ta'ala is all knowing and all powerful.